professional should maybe advise on those types of questions.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't know if that is controversial. But yeah, so with that, maybe to not produce a little like absurd effects, we can narrow the scope of what should be considered cannabis for the purposes of this act. And again, to repeat, the goals are to protect the youth and to curb the black market. So we recommend that cannabis be narrowed to the psychoactive ingredients of a cannabis plant. So then maybe CBD can be distributed by a proper person, maybe like a pharmacist.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Maurer also brought up a very interesting point, that OCS is hogging Canada Post. And the Alcohol and Gaming Commissions of Ontario isn't letting any of the other retailers use it. The AGCO delivery guidelines tell retailers that delivery can't be done by any third parties.
Yeah, and meanwhile, we have the black market selling online through Canada Post, so who's really advantaged here? Yeah, I think it might be a good idea to take away the obvious win for the black market by revisiting some of the AGCO bylaws that dictate who can deliver cannabis.
Yeah, right now, the state of how retailers and growers communicate gives these hammer and sickle vibes.
Ooh.
The AGCO states under the general section that all cannabis retailers must buy from the Ontario Cannabis Retail Store through this supply contract, and all growers must sell to the Ontario Cannabis Retail Store. So essentially, what we have here is we have the OCS taking a giant markup for being the middleman, so retailers and growers make less.
Yeah, so why does the AGO mandate, the AGCO, why does it mandate that OCS to be this unwelcome middleman? If we want Canadians to buy cannabis at a price that's affordable and competitive with the black market, why don't we just get rid of this obvious contributor to increased prices? We can keep the same quality guidelines on retailers and growers without the OCS, can't we?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. So we have pondered that loosening restrictions on advertising might be an idea. But, you know, the obvious counterpoint to this is that this would have the effect of further enticing youths to smoke cannabis. As you mentioned earlier, Julian, companies generally don't advertise their products in a negative light.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, so if cannabis is being advertised, it's likely in a way that encourages people to smoke. So allowing more advertising might negatively affect the purposes of the act on both fronts. It'll cause more youth to smoke cannabis, and it may drive more business to the black market because it's easier for youths to access it that way. So, I am going to put forward a controversial idea, which maybe is lowering the smoking age.
Yeah, I figured you were going to say that.
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Right? I mean, yeah, like we've discussed in this podcast, it's just reality that some kids are going to smoke weed, whether they're allowed to or not, regardless of if they haven't or have seen cannabis advertised. They can access it through the black market, so it's not impossible for them to get it through the legal market. They have fake IDs, or they can even ask a favor from somebody.
Right. Yeah, so I'm thinking if we allow youth, like teenagers, I'm not thinking like little kids here.
Of course not.
If we allow them to access legal dispensaries, maybe we can achieve both goals of the act, in that we can protect the youth who choose to smoke cannabis by providing them with a safe supply. And in that fashion, we might, we might also drive those particular youths away from the black market. And I'm not a health expert. I have no suggestions as to what an appropriate weed smoking age is, but it is just a thought.
Yeah, a bit of a wild thought, but you know, I'll give you that. Yeah, it's
maybe
a thought.
Maybe
it's a big
one.
And I have it too.
Maybe years down the line.
Potentially. So,
all right.
Now to close. Today's show was produced by Queen's Law Pro Bono Radio. We're your hosts, Quinn Miles and Julian Schiff-Brassad. If you like these interviews, you can find out more on the Queen's Pro Bono Radio website.
Need a place to go and watch a picture show? It's unique. Boutique, the Screening Room. Kingston's only downtown cinema. A cool and cozy gem. So silence that phone, leave your worries at home. Take an armchair vacation to sights unseen. Fly solo with friends or take a date. It's great, we'll butter the Screening Room. Independently owned and operated, 3 screens with showtimes daily. Special events, private rentals, fully accessible. In the heart of downtown Kingston at 120 Princess Street. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter at screeningroomkingston.com.
This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrofix 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospeaksGaragePunkRadio.
And they say the noise causes cancer. You tell me that one, okay?
Gray, welcome to episode 633 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Great to be with you. And this episode, we got underway with a band called The Collectors out of Vancouver, Canada, formed 1961, actually as a house band called the C-Fun Classics for a radio station called C-Fun. 1966, renamed themselves The Collectors. 67 released their first album, self-titled. This band also appeared on the recordings of Mass in F Minor, the work attributed to the Electric Prunes. Later on, they released a second album described as a full-blown ecological concept album called Grass and Wild Strawberries. The Collectors, we took a track, a B-side of a 45 released on London Records in 1970. The track is called The Beginning, completely instrumental. And if you are tired of the angsty lyrics in 60s garage music, this could be the episode for you. This is an all-instrumental episode of Retrospect, and we've got some crazy tunes coming up.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's a labor of love. And if you dig what I do, why not buy me a beer? Or just a coffee? You can do that now via buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MRPHILGREY, Mr. Phil Gray. I may not be able to have a beer or coffee in person, but we can do it virtually. On with the show.
Well, it's all instrumentals. Let's head to the States. A band out of Youngstown, Ohio. Strong R&B influence with hits including The Guillotine and The Noose. On stage, they wore executioner's outfits and had various props. This is before Alice Cooper, of course. They did transition into more strongly British-influenced garage rock with their last 45 called I Want the Rain. Let's check out that. I Want the Rain was the A-side. The B-side was this instrumental version from The Executioners.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, because I'm hip. Are you?
slowing down.
On Retrospect, three tracks out of the States, The Executioners. You can see them actually up on our Instagram and Facebook. Their B-side instrumental version of I Want the Rain. Then, The Nation Rocking Shadows.
played throughout Florida, including at the Orlando Youth Center and on a radio show at WLOF. Described as being well-dressed with the latest Fender guitars, reverbs, and amps. 245s. We took the B-side of their second, released on Fidelity Sound, which is out of Jacksonville, Florida. B-side, Going Down from the Nation, Rocking Shadows. Then we had Peter Pan and the Good Fairies. 1967-45 on a label called Challenge, B-side instrumental, actually B-side of their Kaleidoscope single, we had the track called Balloons.
Now what has the juvenile court to do with this? But that show has sown certain seeds in these youngsters. And the seeds could be of a physical nature where they could be impaired with it.
Here's one off one of my favorite instrumental compilations. It's called Battle of Ratfink Hill, crude, unissued, Pittsburgh instrumentals from 1961 to 1963. I don't have the liner notes at hand, but it's a 2011 release on Norton Records, bringing together the music primarily of three bands, the Sonics, the Mad Hatters, and the Outcasts. Now, the Outcasts have actually six tracks on this compilation. I don't have any information about this band, the Outcasts. This track, though, called Emergency Exit.
Psychedelic.
three more rockin' instrumentals out of the States. We had the Outcasts' Emergency Exit. Then Things to Come out of Long Beach, California. Tracks of theirs compiled by Sundazed Records on a release called I Want Out. Things to Come, covering the Seeds' Pushing Too Hard, actually origin titled You're Pushing Too Hard, written by Sky Saxon, a song that really defines the Seeds. Actually, Cream magazine had this to say. The Seeds, of course, managed to work Pushing Too Hard into every song they ever did. And certainly there's some truth in that. Things to Come, instrumental cover of Pushing Too Hard. Then, super cool track. I know I've played it on the show before, and I'm pretty sure I had some information about it at that time, but can't find anything now. The band is called The High School, or The High School. A track called Burning the Amp Part 2. Awesome bit of raucous instrumental rock on this all-instrumental episode of Retrospect.
Through this salacious material, these abnormalities are corrupting the minds and the hearts of our children. Perversion for profit.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Let's look at some global instrumentals. Here's a band out of Switzerland, French-speaking, formed 1962. They're called the Grasshoppers, or the Locusts, actually. It's Les Sauterelles. It's a Swiss band, A-side of a 1965 45 on Columbia. This is called Hong Kong.
From Stone Ridge, New York, and I'm loving the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Keep the good tunes coming, Phil.
Mexican band Los Babies, 45 released actually in Costa Rica on a label called Peerless. This band, Los Babies, formed in 1958, four brothers of the Avila Aranda family. They performed across Mexico and Belize, where they performed as Los Babies Del Rock. First recording for Discos Orfeon in 1959, not released until 1962 though, when rock and roll music was on the rise in Mexico. Instrumental A-side of this 45, Jinetes en el Cielo, actually their interpretation of Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
The question is this. Do you want your children stimulated and driven into an early, unstable marriage?
Back to the States with a band called The Ithacas on Vel Records from 1966. 2 45s from this band. We're going for the B-side of their 1966 debut. This 45 was Theme from the Latest, but this is the B-side. It's called Michael's Madness from The Ithacas.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
events of a few years back, today's LSD cultists say that they are turned on, not turned off. And if they talk of dropping out, they do so because they reject square society and claim they can build a better one.
So sticking with this all-instrumental episode of Retrospect, if lyrics are your thing, just go back into the back episodes. 632 more episodes of Retrospect. They're not all still available, but certainly a good couple of hundred are. So you can dig through the back catalogue on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can visit freefm.org.nz, freefm, our home station here in Hamilton, New Zealand. In fact, pretty much any podcasting platform is going to carry Retrospect. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk. Okay, we had three tracks in that set. The Ithacas, Michael's Madness. Then The Invaders. So many bands with this name, but you can see this version of The Invaders up on our Instagram and Facebook. They're out of South Africa. 1967 LP released on Philips called Shockwave. They're a band who really made connections with disadvantaged communities across South Africa. Very much influenced by The Shadows. It's appropriate that we have an instrumental from them in this episode, The Invaders. Title track of that LP, Shockwave. Then we had the Zachary Thacks. Been a long time since we've had them. Out of Corpus Christi, Texas. Developed out of a surf group called the Riptides. They went places. They supported the Yardbirds. They supported Jefferson Airplane and the 13th Floor Elevators. They had a pretty well-known track called Can You Hear Daddy's Footsteps, I think. But we had an instrumental called Footsteps Jam, which comes off a Sundazed Records compilation called Form the Habit, 66 to 69, released in 2001. The Zachary Thacks, Footsteps Jam.
Every day, more and more people are discovering something extra in smoking pleasure.
Retrospect. A little bit more global garage. An instrumental off an album called Fantastic Party. It's credited to Staff Karpenborg. It was actually a guy called Paul Bucher. Nothing's known about the lineup of musicians here. It was released on a label called Maritim in 1970. It has been re-released at least once and on CD. Seems to be a bunch of jazz musicians recording, I guess, a psyxploitation album. Staff Karpenborg and the Electric Corona is what the band is named. Fantastic Party is the album. This track, Shimmy Poor Clesford Idea in Trudy Taprest Noodles. Yep. Carpenborg and the Electric Corona off that fantastic, fantastic party LP. You can see that up on the Retrospect Facebook and Insta profile. Bringing us to the end of this episode 633, all instrumental episode of Retrospect. Time for a little bit of a controversial track because it was banned in the UK. I guess in 1969, simulated orgasms were not quite so acceptable. The band is called Man. They're a Welsh band formed 68, broke up eventually in 76. But this one, a 1969 45 RPM single release on Pi Records called Erotica. Here's a little taste of Man. Thanks for joining me for this episode. Remember to like, follow, rate and review Retrospect. And I'll catch you next week. Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
A tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.
recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now.